morning, everyone, and welcome to our worship this Sunday morning, first Sunday in July. Lovely, lovely things have been happening in our parishes over the last few days. On Friday evening, a little gathering of people, including members of YPIG, that is Young People Interested in God, sat in Bredsall Churchyard, dappled in sunlight, learning how to weave corn dolls, not at all in a pagan way. And this weekend, undeterred by the threat of rain, Morley has opened up 24 beautiful gardens to raise funds for the church, welcoming cheerful visitors and giving them the most delicious teas. And Smalley has been able to celebrate a very successful and absolutely stunning flower festival. We are so lucky. Goodness has been found and worked with. Community and God-given skills have been celebrated. God's creation has been honoured. And some of the demons of loneliness and isolation, depression and dullness that have gathered over the recent months have been overthrown. So I want to say a huge thank you to all who have helped, all the hard work that has gone into this. It's been amazing. Everyone who has been a part of it, thank you. And this hymn best captures how the three events have made me feel, and I hope you too. God has given us. Let us take time to bring to mind those things which make us undeserving, those things of which we are ashamed. When I say the words, hear our prayer and in your mercy, perhaps you would join me in saying, forgive us and help us. God our Father, we are sorry for the times when we have used your gifts carelessly and acted ungratefully. Hear our prayer and in your mercy, forgive us and help us. We enjoy so many of the riches of your world, but sometimes we forget that you have given them to us. Father, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. We belong to a people who are full and satisfied, but ignore the cry of the hungry. Father, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. We are thoughtless and do not care enough for the world that you have made. Father, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. we store up goods for ourselves alone, as if there were no God and no heaven. Father, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. May Almighty God have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Amen. Shall we sing together the Gloria? We live in a beautiful and privileged part of Derbyshire. We live in a beautiful and privileged part of the world. Britain is democratically run to the best of its current ability. It is not as yet fundamentally affected by climate change, and we enjoy peace. And this perhaps makes us more aware, more acutely conscious of those parts of the world where people's lives are quite different. Let us hear once again from Samuel.
A reading from the book of Samuel. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "Look, we are your bone and flesh. For some time, while Saul was king over us, it was you who led out Israel and brought it in. The Lord said to you, 'It is you who shall be shepherd of my people Israel. You shall be ruler over Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 40 years. At Hebron he reigned over Judah for 7 years and 6 months, and at Jerusalem he reigned over all Israel and Judah for 33 years. The king and his men marched to Jerusalem against the Jebusites and the inhabitants of the land, who said to David, 'You will not come in here. Even the blind and the lame will turn you back,' thinking, 'David cannot come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, which is now the city of David. David said on that day, whoever wishes to strike down the Jebusites, let him get up the water shaft to attack the lame and the blind, those whom David hates. Therefore it is said, the blind and the lame shall not come into the house. David occupied the stronghold and named it the City of David. David built the city all around from the Millo inwards. And David became greater and greater, for the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Actually, we were not meant to have all of that reading. The lectionary suggests we miss out that difficult bit about the blind and the lame. And of course, I understand that we would all be tempted to miss that out. But you know, we can't speak about our holy book and encourage people to read it. We can't give it to year sixes in our school without being aware that there are parts that are difficult, very difficult, and not just in the Old Testament. If we want to claim the Old Testament as part of our inheritance, and it certainly was part of Jesus's, we can't hide bits of it. Like life, we have to be honest about the bad bits. The story of David's final coming to the throne is not an easy one. There is much bloodshed. Earthly power, kingdoms and nations are not achieved in some golden, smiling way, however much we might like to manipulate history to pretend it was so. I was discussing with my son the other day the appalling treatment of Palestinian civilians since recent hostilities by the Israeli army. And he said, Mum, there isn't a nation or a country whose borders haven't been fought over, haven't been established by bloodshed. We are just fortunate that that particular time is in the distant past for us. Earthly kingdoms, our nations, our hierarchies, our power, all fall short of the kingdom of God, the place where the lame leap and the eyes of the blind are opened. And yet it is for the salvation of this world that Jesus comes. It is God's love for this world that sends him, the world with its history, its hills, its landscape, its seas, its towns, its cities. We are called to be witness to the kingdom of God in this world. And although we look to its fullness in the time to come, we are also called to bear witness to it in the present. And perhaps that is where the pain lies, the yearning we have for what could flower if nurtured, of what might unfold in lives that were not broken by war or constant bombs or even personal breakdown. Jesus himself laments over Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. For us, places like Jerusalem seem very far away, particularly on wonderful weekends within Bredsall, Morley and Smalley. And yet, sometimes I think that all the world suffering is caught up in the plight of Jerusalem, that in some way its intractable problems, the suffering of people there, the pride, the anger, the vengeance, the longing for a safe homeland, the yearning. Jerusalem captures the essence of humanity in need of God. Not one person's God over another, but a need of a God who loves all. Of course, our lives are not perfect, but if we think about that kind of pyramid of need, where we think of security and food and water at the bottom, the very basics, we know how lucky we are. When we pray for Jerusalem, in some ways I think we pray for the coming of the kingdom. When we pray for Jerusalem, I think we pray for all peoples. But, you know, we do so in confidence. Yes, we yearn, but we also hope with assurance. Because when we pray to a God of love. As we let this next hymn lead us into prayer, I'd like us to sing it not just for ourselves, but for all those who are afraid at this time, for all those who do not enjoy the peace and the security that we do. Let us sing it for them.
God moves in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform. He plants His footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Deep in unfathomable minds of never failing skill, He treasures up His bright designs and works His sovereign will. Take courage now, you faithful saints. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. And I will trust the hands that made the stormy heavens. And I will trust the wounds of Calvary. And I will trust. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust Him for His grace. Behind the frowning providence, He hides a smiling face. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bit, but sweet will be the flower. I will trust the hands that made the stormy heavens. And I will trust the wounds of Calvary. And I will trust.
Conflict in so many countries, it is spoke with politicians and leaders. May we continue to hear his word and follow him. Individually, we cannot seem to have any influence, but we must pray for our leaders and those other nations that they will be guided in the way of peace. So Lord, help us all in our own small way to consider the welfare of others, and by prayer and practical help, a smile and a phone call can make a real difference and show some love. Nothing was too small for Jesus, so may we try to follow his example and spread his word and his teaching of love in his name forever. Dear God, we have so much to thank you for. We have some problems which seem unsurmountable, but we look at your gifts to us, such as nature, flowers, animals, the sun and the rain, and the kindness of love of friends and family. May we continue to show our gratitude in the way we live and aim high to do our best within our own physical limits. Please be with all those with ailments, both physical and mental, and recognize the immense task of all our caring people, both in and out of the national health. COVID has made life more difficult for many, and we must not forget all the scientists and technicians who've been working tirelessly behind the scenes to find something, a vaccine maybe, to help cure the disease, or at least reduce its effect. O Lord, hear our prayer. May we realize how glad we should be to live in such a friendly village with a good school, a church, and surrounded by beautiful countryside in a democratic country. We bring our prayers to you with faith and humility, trusting our own loving God and Father, who is now and always will be. Be still and know that I am God. Now we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Old Testament writers tell us that David made Jerusalem great because God was with him. I believe that the world will be saved because God is with it. I believe that Jerusalem will be redeemed because God is with her. And I believe that we can feel the joy of our lives, and we can gather that joy and send it out to the world as best we can by generosity, by prayer, by acts of service, by a determination to keep hope alive for the world, for Jerusalem. Let us receive God's blessing together. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and upon those for whom you pray, now and always. Amen. Our final hymn, of course.